morning. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you show us Jesus in what we're reading this morning. Let us get a deeper understanding of him. Let us have a deeper revelation of who he is and who he is to us. In your name, Jesus, amen. I'm just so thankful for worship and some of the stuff that I've been listening to of late. There's these two churches, and they talk about how they worship for like an hour and a half. And I'm like, yes, no wonder I enjoy you, because you guys are like after our hearts. And they talk about how, you know, that's not often liked, or it's not the, I don't know, not the most whatever way. But, you know, like my heart has been, Jesus, I really want to create a place where we minister to you, where we get away from ourselves and we get, right, like, because we're so much a culture that we need to be entertained. And if we're not being entertained, then, right, then we kind of check out. And it's like, Jesus, I want to entertain you. Like, I want to create a place where you want to come, where you want to be. And if Jesus doesn't show up, we should have just stayed home. Because really, what's the point? Honestly, like, that's kind of what, like, Jesus, we have to have you in our gatherings. We have to encounter you in our meetings. And if we're not, then help us. Change us. And so I'm in Song of Songs this morning. I said we'd be there a little bit this month. And I was sitting, last week, I don't know if you guys got that, I read out of chapter 2. I don't think I said that, but I was chapter 2, like verse 10 through 15 last week. I just read that really quick because we were just in a special place. And so this morning, I'm going to be in Song of Songs chapter 4. And I was sitting at my dining room table reading this. And like, as I read this, I was like, man, Jesus, if we could grasp what you're saying to us about us, I saw like there would be no need for competition in the body of Christ. There would be no insecurity in the body. There would be no, like, I just saw, like, holy cow, like the things that we cry out for in unity between the churches and the, like, between the different bodies, the local bodies, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, man, Jesus, if we could really get this deep down inside, like, it would just take care of all of that. So Song of Songs chapter 4, and I'm in the Passion Translation, and here it is, the Bridegroom King. Listen, my dearest darling, you are so beautiful. You are beauty itself to me. The bridegroom talking to the bride. This is how Jesus sees us. Like gentle doves behind your veil, what devotion I see each time I gaze upon you. You are like a sacrifice ready to be offered. When I look at you, I see how you have taken my fruit and tasted my word. Your life has become clean and pure, like a lamb washed and newly shorn. You know, you now show grace and balance with truth on display. Your lips are so lovely as Rahab's scarlet ribbon, speaking mercy, speaking grace. The words of your mouth are as refreshing as an oasis. What pleasure you bring to me. I see your blushing cheeks open like the halves of a pomegranate, showing through your wall of tender meekness. When I look at you, I see your inner strength. So stately and strong. You are as secure as David's fortress. Your virtues and grace cause 1,000 famous soldiers to surrender to your beauty. Your pure faith and love rest over your heart as you mature those who are yet infants. He says, listen, my dearest darling, you are beautiful. You are beauty itself to me, and your eyes glisten with love. So I'm going to read a little bit of my study Bible here, what this means, because it's like a lot of it's like a lot of symbolism, right? The Hebrew word literally means your hair is like a flock streaming down Mount Gilead. There is a great symbolism in this verse. Hair is a symbol of our devotion to Christ, and Mount Gilead is a hill of testimony. It's where the sacrificed animals were kept in preparation for temple sacrifices. So a goat coming down Mount Gilead was a sacrifice ready to be offered. The scarlet ribbon. Now here, in verse 3, your lips are as lovely as Rahab's scarlet ribbon, speaking mercy and speaking grace. The scarlet ribbon is a comparison, I never knew this, to the ribbon Rahab placed at her dwelling to show the place where mercy would spare her life. When she hid the spies, you know, they told her to put this, have everybody in your house and put this on your door, and when we come, your life will be spared. Like, and so it says that her would spare her life. The color scarlet points us to the blood of mercy, Christ's sacrifice that has spared us. Now the pomegranates, it says, open like the halves of a pomegranate, showing through your veil of tender meekness. Pomegranates were engraved on the tops of the pillars of Solomon's temple and were also sewn into the linen of the robes of the high priest. They speak of our open hearts of love, filled with passion for him. So Jesus is saying, he's speaking to our open hearts of love that are filled with passion for him. The Hebrew word for pomegranate, I can't pronounce it, but it's a homonym that means to rise up. Pomegranates were also placed on the hem of the robe of the high priest with golden bells. So like the reader back then would know, like Jesus was saying, I see your heart. Right? I see, and it was like Jesus is saying, I'm looking past even the liturgical and the ritualistic things that they would understand of the priest that would minister into the Holy of Holies, right? Like the reader back then would know. And Jesus is saying to them, I'm looking past even all of that, and I'm seeing your heart. It's a heart thing. Jesus is after our hearts. It's what he's after. Then go down to verse 6. She says, the Shulamite says, the bride says, I've made up my mind. Until the darkness disappears and the dawn is fully come, in spite of shadows and fears, I will go to the mountaintop with you, the mountain of suffering love and the hill of burning incense. Yes, I will be your bride. And the bridegroom king, every part of you is so beautiful, my darling. Perfect is your beauty, without flaw within. Now you are ready to come with me as we climb the highest peaks together. Come with me through the archway of trust. We will look down from the crest of the glistening mountains and from the summit of our sublime sanctuary. Together we will wage war in the lion's den and the leopard's lair as they watch nightly for their prey. For you reach into my heart with one flash of your eyes. I am undone by your love. You think we don't minister to the heart of Jesus? You think that when we come in and oh, you guys, his heart's desire, I could feel it this morning. His heart's desire was connection and like just to just be alone with him. And we just and as Ann just played and sang and Penny, and just like there was no words. It was just like sitting there, and it was like ministering to him. And it was so beautiful because, like I said, as we minister to him, he ministers to us. And I believe he's looking for a body of people that will be willing to just minister to him. that will put ourselves aside and minister to Jesus. You know, I was listening to this teaching, and he said Jesus wept over Jerusalem. And he talked, I've never heard this before, he talked about, like, when the things that Jesus weeps over, we can actually minister to his broken heart about those things. And then I was reminded how so many times in youth ministry I was laid broken in the fetal position on the floor because it was like I could feel his heart breaking for things. And it was like I did not realize what I was doing was ministering to the broken heart of Jesus. And when we come in, if we can set our stuff aside and we can, and the beautiful thing is when we set our stuff aside, it gets dealt with anyway. When we minister to his heart, our hearts get dealt with. Our things get dealt with. Oh, he's looking. I just definitely, this is more and more creating a place where Jesus is welcome. Creating a place where, right, like he's here, but man, he wants to manifest himself. He wants to encounter us. He wants to just engulf us. For you reach, it's possible to reach into his heart. Look at the lady with the issue of blood. She touched him and he stopped dead in his tracks. So many people touching him, but when she touched him, something happened and he stopped. And he said, "Who touched me? Power left my body. Somebody touched me that was engaged and wanted something and was going after something and needing something from me and touched me and it released something. It pulled on Jesus." There is something that happens when we come and we desire. When we desire him. With one flash of your eyes, I am undone by your love. My beloved, my equal, my bride, you leave me breathless. I am overcome by merely a glance from your worshiping eyes, for you have stolen my heart. I am held hostage by your love. Do you understand if we really believe this, the kind of confidence we would walk in, the kind of humility? It would build such confidence that we would walk in such humility that we wouldn't have to think about honoring one another or putting one another first or loving each other sacrificially. It would just happen. It would just flow out of us. I am held hostage by your love and by the grace of righteousness shining upon you. How satisfying to me, my equal, my bride. Your love is my finest wine, intoxicating and thrilling, and your sweet perfume praise, so exotic, so pleasing. Your loving words are like the honeycomb to me, and your tongue releases milk and honey. For I find the promised land flowing within you. The fragrance of your worshiping love surrounds you with scented robes of white. It's all about worship. It's all about worshiping Jesus. My darling bride, my private paradise, fastened to my heart, a secret spring are you that no one else can have. He's so jealous for us. He's so jealous and zealous for our hearts. A secret spring are you that no one else can have. My bubbling fountain hidden from public view. What a perfect partner to me now that I have you. Your inward life is now sprouting, bringing forth fruit. What a beautiful paradise unfolds within you. There's so much. It's so good. Both the promised land and your heart flow with milk and honey. And you have become the promised land of Jesus Christ. I'm reading out of the study Bible at the bottom. So, man, I don't know, like, it's all about Jesus. It really is. It really is all about Jesus. And I just want us to, I want us to know how he sees us, how he thinks about us, how he thinks towards us, how he loves us, in how incredibly important intimacy with him is. So, all right, well, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask that the last people here this morning just make sure all the lights are off. I have to be to work an hour early, so whoever's here last, can you just make sure the lights are shut off? And I'll lock the doors as I go out, so if you go out and you want to come back in, somebody will have to let you back in. So we will meet Wednesday night. Linnea, are you available, or Wednesday? Sweet. All right. Well, so I will, I'm going to pray, and then, God, I just thank you for this morning. Jesus, your heart after us is so incredibly, like, ferocious and good, and I just thank you for your presence in this place. Jesus, I thank you that you're bringing us back to our first love, that you are renewing that in us, God. And I just thank you for a people that are desiring to know you and to know you more and to be known by you and to create a place. God, I just am so thankful for this body, because I know that their heart's desire is to create a place for you to come and dwell and for you to be ministered to and for you to be lifted up and worshiped. Jesus, I know that, and I am so thankful for that. And I just thank you that we are not the only one. We are not the only one in Freeport that desires that. So, God, I thank you for the other local churches and bodies that you are drawing them and wooing them as well, and that you are drawing them back to their first love, and that, Jesus, you are worthy. You are incredibly worthy, and you are worth it all. And so I thank you that you have given your angels charge over us, and that as we leave, we will be, you've got us. You've just got us. And I just thank you for that. And in your name, Jesus, amen.